A suicide bomber with the Pakistani Taliban killed at least 36 people and wounded more than 100 others who were attending the funeral of the wife of a pro-government tribal leader in northwestern Pakistan on Wednesday. The blast near the city of Peshawar was not far from the tribally administered regions bordering Afghanistan, where militants are at their strongest. The area where the attack occurred is also home to several tribal militia groups that battle the Taliban with the support of the government. Though the fighting in the border region has been heavy since at least 2008, the military believes it is winning the fight against the Islamic militants there. The Director for Transnational Threats and Political Risk at the London-based International Institute for Strategic Studies, Nigel Ingster, told us his main concern is for the Punjab, which is the area from which the Army of Pakistan draws most of its officer corps.
Khyber Pakhtunkhwa is the new name of what used to be Northwest Frontier Province, area to the north of Peshawar. It's been a kind of ideological and actual battleground in Pakistan for some while, since about 2008, I think, the Pakistani army have abandoned a kind of hands-off posture towards the tribal areas of Pakistan and have been active in attacking those Pashtun tribal militias which have turned their guns against the government, collaborating to varying degrees with the Afghan Taliban, with Al-Qaeda and other jihadist groups in Pakistan that have equally turned their guns against the government. And you know, the methodology for doing this has been partly direct military action by the Pakistani army and the frontier corps, but also, as you point out, the raising of tribal militias to combat local Taliban formations.
The insurgency, if you will, in Pakistan has reached the major cities and not in isolated incidents. There have been so many attacks on assets in the capital and in the major cities from Lahore to Karachi that it makes one wonder where we stand more generally in Pakistan. How is the counterinsurgency going?
Well, I think the results are mixed, and as you say, Pakistani intelligence and military and government offices and installations have been targeted pretty much the length and breadth of the country. For me, I think the real concern is what happens in Punjab province, because what's happening in the tribal areas of Pakistan is to a greater or lesser degree what's always happened. There's just rather more of it at the moment. But that violence within the tribal areas of Pakistan is effectively containable. But if it migrates in significant amounts to Punjab, this could be more difficult. Most of the Pakistani army are raised in Punjab province. They are Punjabi, certainly the officer corps. And if groups which have been collectively referred to as the Punjab Taliban continue to gain purchase, then I think that raises some quite important questions about the fundamental stability of the state. But I think the Pakistani army will do what it can to fight those that turn their guns against it. But the army's overwhelming preoccupation will be with maintaining the integrity of the Pakistani army. And if that requires negotiations with insurgent elements, that is what they will do.
Let me shift focus for a second and look across the border into Afghanistan. You said just now that the violence in the border area is something that, is more or less what we've had, maybe a little more increased in quantity, but it's the kind of violence that we're seeing is nothing out of the ordinary. Is that true, even though we've had some well-publicized incidents of attacks against NATO assets? assets that are trying to use the area? Is this something that is more than a strategic nuisance, let's say, to the NATO effort in Afghanistan?
Well, I didn't want to give the impression that what's happening in the tribal areas is business as usual. There's a lot more violence than there has been in the past. And, of course, the situation is complicated by the fact that some of the groups that are fighting in Afghanistan are using the tribal areas as safe havens. That's true of the Haqqani network. It's true of elements of the Afghan Taliban and sympathetic groups that are based in Pakistan in the tribal areas. For example, Lashkar-e-Taiba is now sending quite a lot of its fighters into Afghanistan. So the existence of the federally administered tribal areas as a safe haven, which NATO forces cannot cross, obviously is a factor in the campaign. And it does clearly inhibit the ability of NATO ISAF to secure and hold areas of territory where it's relatively easy for these fighters to move across the border.
If I can sneak in one more question, and it involves the sort of semi-official, maybe even more than semi-official now, I frankly don't remember, policy of using the drone strikes by that is a principal U.S. The use of that U.S. asset on the Pakistani side of the border. Mm-hmm. Broadly speaking, now at this point, it's the U.S. that has a monopoly on this kind of military asset, but it's raised questions of respect for sovereignty during in difficult situations. Is this something that you see coming back and creating issues down the road for countries that are going to be facing this kind of warfare?
Well, I mean, the international legal position here is quite contentious. I personally believe that there is a convincing international legal case for enabling the United States to undertake this kind of activity in circumstances where the targets are not justiciable in any conventional sense, and in the case where the government of the country where the threat is located are unwilling or unable to do anything about it. But it is a contentious issue. In the context of Pakistan specifically, the Pakistani intelligence services have been prepared to tolerate the UAV strikes that have taken place in the tribal areas, provided that these are focused on targets that they themselves would like to see eliminated. The situation recently has got more complicated because the CIA have been turning their attention increasingly to targets that the Pakistani intelligence services are not happy about, in particular elements of the Haqqani network and other insurgents operating in Afghanistan, with which the Pakistani military and intelligence community regard as Pakistani strategic assets. And I think that has made the whole thing much more difficult, much more contentious.